When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
And hello.
This is episode one of
2020. Thank you for that.
Slunties, we're back.
We're back.
This feels huge and refreshing.
Oh my god. It feels like a lemon lime bitters. A very large
a cool
one.
Cup of Coca-Cola.
A cold glass of milk.
Milk with ice.
Ice.
Make it a hot, hot coffee.
A hot coffee in an empty diner. Just you and the bartender looking at each other and whatever. It's good to be here.
Everything's different.
Everything is different.
Everything's changed. I'm blonde.
I'm Italian now.
It's switched. I'm gay.
I'm dating Mark, our producer.
And I have diarrhea.
We both have diarrhea.
Well, yeah, that was sort of a mutual change. Thing.
That's shared. So I was just taking a sip of my iced coffee.
That's not allowed. That shouldn't be allowed on this pod. It should be water only.
What?
I don't know. There's some tenets to this.
Got a little pick me up? A little pick me up for my coffee?
That's what's changed. The drinks have changed.
The drinks have
changed.
We
now pour vodka.
We pour vodka at the beginning of every episode. Can I say, in the spirit of transparency, can I explain our new format of recording?
Yes. Yes. Tell them.
And that in the past, we recorded and we did a little bit of editing.
Editing.
A little bit.
Say we record 60 minutes of content, 20 makes it. 20 to 30.
We record 3 hours, we get 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Now, we're just going straight through.
We're going straight through. So you might notice a change in vibe.
Vibe,
in,
energy.
Energy.
And we sort of did that in our last episode. It was much more
and
just
length,
us.
And length.
Can I say, the only reason I say this as well is because my mother, I was just at home with my family.
Yeah.
My mom listens to the podcast.
Oh, gosh.
I know,
okay.
Right?
Oh, she hates
Kill
me.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Kill me. And she was like, She often does this thing where she wakes me up in the morning, like when we stay at hotels, she'll like knock on the door at ungodly hours, early in the morning, 6 in the morning, walk in, sit down in the chair in the hotel room and just talk at me.
And be like, I need to talk to you.
Yeah, and she'll be like, I need to talk to you about this, and this. And I'll just sort of lay in bed and be like, uh-huh. And then she told me that, she was like, yeah, I listened to your last episode. Was it any different? Because it seemed like you guys were sort of, you know, struggling a bit for content. And I was like,
I think people have been saying that from the beginning.
Years.
Yeah. Mm. I've had people be like, so you can tell you don't plan anything you do. And it's like, yeah, we don't.
No, of course not. What are we? What are we?
What are we?
Writers?
What are we? The.
Gosh. Go for it. Stick the landing.
What are we?
Kenan and Kel?
No, what's like a really overdone podcast?
Oh,
What
must
we?
Watch with George Pettifer and Alan Rollins.
What are we?
Dude's Guide to
What's
Cinema.
What's the most popular one ever that everyone's obsessed with?
And
it's not going to be what
Finding
you say.
Drago.
No, I think bigger worldwide. Why are you Australia? Big, like international, like the one that everyone knows.
I'm trying to uplift other Australian podcasts.
Not me. I want to jump to
big. Two Dope Queens.
No,
they don't overwrite that. They do a good job with that one.
No, it's gonna be a crime, like a crime podcast, like
where'd I put my knife?
I can't. You. The bit is dead. It's died.
My favorite murder. Do they
sort
overwrite
of.
That?
I want it to be less comedy. I want it to be more like, this is, you know, Serial.
Serial.
You bitch. Serial. This isn't Serial.
This isn't Serial.
We're not Meryl Streep. We're not. Reply
I'm not.
All.
I'm not Renee Zellweger.
I'm not. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
This isn't Chicago, the film.
Yeah, so we do whatever the hell we want. So we anyways, want. Thanks to your mom
thanks
for that.
Thanks to my mom for that. For that. Honest feedback. I wonder if she would rate us.
Was that last episode worse?
Were you guys bad? It sounded bad.
Yeah, it's all up from here.
She says that, I was like, do you really listen to everything? She says, I listen to it until it gets unbearable. But I think that's because of the sex stuff.
Guess what? 2020 for me is unbearable. Haters in the bin.
Oh, what?
Haters in the bin.
Haters in the
I'm
bin.
I'm not interested.
Yeah. Absolutely. Haters in the bin.
Haters in the bin.
That's
your mom, a hater.
She's a hater. She's in the bin.
And you know who's not a hater? Your father. Your sweet father.
He's not a hater because he doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen. And that's, I think he'd love it.
I don't think so, but I think he's glad that we're having fun. I think he'd be happy to hear that.
Can all listeners be happy for that? It's not about you. It's about us.
It's about
having
us
fun.
Having fun. If it wasn't
for
clear.
For 1 minute. The show is called Get Over It, okay? It's
says, not for you. It's for us.
It's for us. It's for putting your expectations in the bin and getting over yourself, getting over politics. You don't come here for the news. You don't come here for, what are you coming here for? Advice, friendship,
advice,
listening.
Advice, friendship.
Your brain can
love,
turn off.
Diarrhea.
Love, someone, diarrhea, ass, pussy, cum.
Ass, pussy, cum. And that would be like a marker for my mom to stop listening.
Yeah.
I think
and
as
from
soon
there, she'll
as we
switch
get,
it off.
This is from my mom who's listening right now. Mm. As soon as we start talking about sex stuff, you turn off.
You know what? Put on a black and white film from the 1800s.
Go back in time. You get as far away as possible from the blast zone. Because you don't need to hear this.
Yeah. Because would you believe women are out here. Sucking and fucking and dicking and diving.
And dicking and diving. They're going to America's best diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Can I tell you a thing? And this is, I'm going to tell you, Mom, personally, switch it off right now. You're going to hate the words that are about to fall out of my mouth. Okay, but for all my ladies who get nutted inside.
All my girlies who get nutted inside.
Okay, because, you know, it's happening, right? Anyways. So that's been happening for me. It's a holiday season. You know what I mean? But that happens to me all year round.
What
whatever.
Does it mean it's a holiday season? You're getting nutted in more than normal.
We got more time.
It's Christmas. Leave
stick
it
in. We got the turkey in the oven and it needs basting.
I gotta get basting.
But you know how there's this like phenomenon of like, we've talked about this personally off mic, that of like when it goes inside and you sort of let it go out immediately post coitus.
Yeah.
But then days later or moments later,
there's
more to be
it's
seen.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Yep,
yeah, that's absolutely
I
right.
I'm just sorry. I just looked
I
at
know,
it.
I know.
No, but it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
No. You can say like that because you're wearing normal underwear. I thought you were wearing, that's a G-string?
Yeah. Why?
It just looked like flat.
Can you
granny
explain
down
what's
the front.
Just happened?
So Conchetta and I are sitting face to face on a couch, and she was sitting cross-legged. She's wearing a Julia Roberts in
Pretty Woman
dress, and she was sitting cross-legged, so her full pussy was exposed. I hadn't looked down at it yet.
It's like that scene from that movie with Sharon Stone,
where she opens her legs in the
but
interrogation
I'm wearing
chamber.
Panties.
But she's wearing panties.
A nude G-string.
A nude G-string. Well, when I looked down finally, because I had to, I had to do it to her. I was like, did you see me do it the first time?
Yeah.
You saw
I'm,
my eyes
I'm used to it.
Dart down and dart back up.
I'm used to it.
And I was like, oh, I didn't think, when you said G-string, I was thinking something pink or frilly.
Yeah, no,
or
I can't. It's a white dress, John. You gotta go nude.
Nude.
Make it not seen.
Yeah.
Make it the illusion she's not wearing
but
anything.
But just, you can take the pillow away.
I won't. Because I'll be ready for your
for
eyes
me to look
sort
down
of
again.
Refocus.
Do you get that all the time? People's eyes darting at you?
My pussy, constantly.
Your tits.
I say, "Excuse me, sir. Where's the library?" And he's looking at my vagina.
He's bent down on the floor.
No, I don't get that. No.
Okay, that's good. So please go back to being.
Okay, so back to
yeah.
So we talk about how it can sort of come out at different periods, and that can be quite funny. And you're just like sitting all of a minute, and then you're like, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
You're right. So the last time we hung out, which was we went and got dinner and we were sitting in the park.
Yeah.
You won't believe it, but I was sitting there and
wait, you told me this in the moment.
Oh, no.
There was cum falling out of you as you were sitting on a park bench.
And did you know there was a hole in the undies?
Yeah. And you said that it was on the bench.
And yeah.
And on what?
Well,
on
me? All right, so it's in the bin. Well, that was sort of huge for me. When does that happen? That it's coming out and there's a hole in the fanny part exactly where it's coming out. And I was wearing a friend's dress and it's all over the dress.
That's no good.
No good. Okay, do I give it back?
Friend's dress.
Friend's dress.
My good friend's negligee. Oh, that's a shame.
Anyways, yeah.
Can I say that there's no worse feeling than riding a bus home at 11 a.m. and then farting out cum and thinking that you shat yourself and then realizing no.
No, no. That's cum.
Yeah, that's cum.
It's worse.
It's worse.
Than diarrhea.
No, it's much better than diarrhea. Shitting myself is...
It's discreet.
It's discreet.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's actually fine. Mm. It's like snot. Okay, we don't need to get into that.
We don't need to get into that. It's already gone.
You know what cum's like, guys. If you're listening to this, you know
what
it is.
Tweet us that you know what it's like.
Tweet us what you think cum is like.
Yeah. Well, I just thought that was... That made me laugh thinking about it again.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thanks.
Can I ask you?
Yes.
Because this is now a live podcast.
Yeah.
These questions are so out of context. Here's what I wrote down. Have you ever had In-N-Out Burger?
It's 60 Minutes.
It's an interview show.
No, I haven't.
All right, next question.
Thank you. I'm going to ask pass on that one.
Okay. What do you think about milkshakes with thin straws versus thick?
Okay, here's what I think. Firstly, milkshakes, not interested. I want them thick.
No, I mean the straws. Thick, sorry.
So the question's about straws,
it's
not about the liquid.
Straws, not about shakes.
I like a thin straw.
Thin straw for a thick shake?
To me, there's something quite erotic about trying to get a lot through a small... So when I get a thick straw, guess what I'm doing? I'm flattening the straw at the top with my tongue so that I get less in.
What?
Yeah.
But it's so hard to drink.
I don't know. Yeah, I know.
I don't like to feel like I'm like... You know,
gagging for it.
Gagging for it. I don't want to be desperate for it. It's too much effort for me.
Right.
I went to Burger Project, our favorite, the other day.
Sponsored by... We can't say that. Don't say that.
We can say whatever we want,
You
honey.
Know what I'm interested to know? What sort of ads are sort of popping off?
Like someone said like a car ad.
Oh, good. Which Nissan Pulsar.
A Nissan Altima. Why don't they let us do the
Why
ads?
Don't they let us?
It would be funnier if we did that.
It's not America.
It's not America.
It's so funny.
We are allowed, in our contract, we are allowed to, we're going to get into business now. We are allowed to, like, get ad sponsors ourselves and
That's
also
cool.
do that. But then we'd have double the ads in the show. So it's like...
10 minutes of content.
It comes back from the, like, Nissan Altima. It's also, like, always an Australian woman that's like... Have you ever thought about... whatever.
That's really good.
Really? Okay, I'll continue. Have you ever thought about buying dog food? Now, at PetSmart. Da-na-na. And then it'd be like,
Sleeping has changed my life. Koala mattress.
Koala mattress. But with... Use code PUSSY for 10% off.
You want to fuck it and be silent? You got to get a koala.
You got to... Jack sleeps on a koala.
And?
Good sleep, baby. Good
what
sleep.
What about the sex? Quiet?
Quiet.
It depends on the frame.
Do you know
We've
what it
talked
is?
About this.
You know that ad that's like, warm, dry, quiet?
No?
Oh, maybe that's a New Zealand thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was an ad for insulation in the walls of your house. And the slogan at the end was like, warm, dry, quiet. And I was like, wouldn't that be funny if that was actually
a pussy
for my sex? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's warm, dry, and quiet. Dry. Oh.
So true. Shh, it's dry. Watch out.
You're going to want to spit. Oh,
You're
yuck.
You're going to need all the help you can get.
All the help you can get.
Get a hose down here.
Need to call someone. The sex is quiet. Can I say he listens to this,
yeah.
but he got rid of his bed frame.
Yeah, he said he put it on the floor and I asked him, what's the vibe? And he's like, I feel really like...
You asked him?
Yeah.
When?
He talks to me on Instagram a lot.
What?
Yeah, he just will reply to things and la la la.
Oh, that's nice.
And he said, what? He said,
yeah,
that
what's
it's
his
like
explanation?
Because when I had my bed on the floor, I loved it. I felt Art House.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like a gross guy.
Well, my ex had his bed on the floor.
I think it's not great, but the vibe of being lower to the floor, I think is cool. Like if you make it like a short little bed base.
Yeah, a bed base.
A bed base.
We're back here.
Always.
Always.
Freedom furniture.
You want it like a condom. I mean, I mean like a coffin.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Am I right, lady?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, that was just my primary thought. When you mentioned koala mattress, I think, why am I sleeping on the floor now at 24?
What's going on? It's 2020.
But my mattress, my frame sucks. My frame squeaks like hell.
Yeah, you've got the one my little sister has.
Yeah, yes.
Make it white and...
fairy lights and make it dangly and... yeah.
Yeah. Mine's whatever. Bad too. We, at sort of... in my abode, we don't even do it on the bed. We have to go to the floor. Which was hot.
Wait. At your house? Yeah. You, oh, yeah, your house, you fucked
very never done that before, but it's just that bed, you can't.
I have not fucked on the floor in my life yet, but
carpet burn is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has carpet at his house. Mm. I have carpet in my room. There's not enough floor space in my room to fuck on the floor.
Yeah. Not for what you're doing. Not for the angles you're getting.
You're getting into. Not for the gold you're mining for. Yeah. I guess it's possible, but it's not ideal.
Hey, it was just because I'm saying that's how bad this bed is.
That is that you had to fuck on the floor?
Is yeah, no one. It's not your first option. It's sort of third.
It's a preferred.
You know, you've got couch next, which I think couch is worse. Because
I've never done. Oh my god! Actually, my favorite with someone that I dated was when I would be with them in my living room of my house, and we'd start.
I'm ready.
Her eyebrows just went to the ceiling. we'd start like making out, and then it would like get kind of like steamy, and then we'd be like kind of like getting into it, but like not really.
Yeah.
But it was just like kind of fun, the idea that we were like, oh my god, like we're so into each other that we're like doing it right here in the
living
room.
Yeah, in public.
Room.
Yeah.
Not in public.
I know, but like in your house. That's as public as I'll go.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. No way in public. Not for
one second.
Not for 1 second. For who is that for?
It's, yeah, it's its own. We're yucking someone's yum, which I know we love to do.
Yeah.
But it makes sense to me, perhaps. I think it's all about the, like, adrenaline of, like, what if we get caught?
I see a lot of stuff on Twitter, Doug.
Can I say that?
I see a lot of porn on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to get, because you just go from, like, who retweeted this, go to their profile.
The bushfires, like, to then someone's ass being like, spread.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to get stuck in, like, very niche communities.
Yes.
And I got stuck in the community of, not on purpose, but, you know, fisting?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's like, you're in one video where, like, what?
Oh, I can't say that.
No, I
can't.
Well, I didn't know it was coming.
Yeah, I know. You know? It sort of fists you in the face.
It just sort of comes out of nowhere. Yeah. But then you're like, wait a minute. And then you see a video of someone getting fisted in a public.
No!
Like, you know, in like an alcove of like a building?
Yeah, in a doorway.
In a doorway.
The opening of the
door. The opening of a cheesecake factory. Yeah, and I was like,
oh,
it's one thing to see someone having sex in public, but it's something to see a whole person's arm in an ass.
Like a puppet. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a puppet.
Yeah. I'm surprised I'm not seeing sort of public shenanigans more.
Yeah.
Here's two things
summer.
I'm waiting to see. Three. One, some sort of public fornication or like sucking and fucking, all that kind of thing.
Have you seen someone in a car?
No.
Cool.
Two, I'm waiting to see, like a really bad toilet situation, like diarrhea on the wall, like just that.
I've seen that.
I know, because we were together.
We
and then three, a dead person. Like, so much of my life, I don't want to. I'm saying, like, that is an experience that people have had. Like, but imagine being the person who's taking their dog for a walk and then they find... I'm just always like, when will this be the
when
day?
When will I take my dog for a walk?
You know what? Like, haven't you ever been like...
I think
in a creepy spot, and you're like, imagine if there was just like...
I swear, I think I have seen a dead body. No. But I think it was like we were driving past a car accident.
Oh, that doesn't count. You need like
what do you mean it doesn't count? You want me to find it alone in the woods? I have to be alone walking a dog.
I mean the vibe where it's like, it's been there for...
days.
It's like a mystery.
Ooh, it's like...
It needs to be a crime. Like
you're solving a mystery.
Scooby-Doo,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No.
And see, and if you ask three people, have you had any, have you seen any of these
have
three?
Have you had one, two, or all of the above?
A, B, C, or all D, of all of the above? That's, I just think that there would be some stories.
I'm two out of three.
Oh, E?
I've seen two out of three.
A, B, C, D,
I've seen people fucking in a park at night, for sure.
See, I haven't. And then E, as someone who shat themselves. I'm waiting to see it.
Waiting to see someone shat themselves? I've seen it.
I know, you've seen so many of these things. Yeah. I think you've ticked all of the above.
Except for the dead body.
Except for dead body.
I don't know. What would you do if you found a dead body?
Immediate
reaction.
I'd be like, what? I'd be like, huh?
I'd be like, excuse me, sir.
Whoa.
I'm walking here. My dog.
I think I would. I feel like I would call my mom. No, I'm kidding. I would call the police.
The police? Would you call 111? Is that the number here?
What one?
What's the number here?
Did you say 111?
Yeah.
You'd get dialed on, baby. It's 000.
Yeah, that's what I'd call.
Yeah. I'd call the police. I'd probably like absolutely message people. Is that crazy to say? I'd be like, John, holy shit.
No. That's normal.
That's normal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's normal.
So probably those are my reactions.
Okay. If I saw a dead body, first thing I'd do is I would see it.
Yep. And feel it. I'd smell it.
No. I would look from afar. I'd go to my first aid training and I'd call. I'd be like, hello? Excuse me. Hello?
Did you give it mouth to mouth? No.
I'd roll like it maggots. Over. I start pumping on the chest. I sort of
he's
open the
gray.
Mouth.
He's gray. And you're like, cold, come on, baby.
Ice cold.
Come back to
I'm
me.
I'm blowing in there. I'm doing everything I can. I'm like, we need an ambulance.
Okay, so what would you just sort of like
I'd just
call
sort of
out
follow
to
the
him.
Steps. Yeah, I'd follow the steps.
What's
and then
the
I'd,
next step?
I'd, so first you check. So first you check the surroundings to make sure there's nothing dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Then you call his name.
Mm-hmm.
And
Darren? Okay, Peter.
Toby. Saren.
Who are all the guys I know? Tom Walker. Saren.
Cameron James.
Why is this so hard?
Akmal. It has to be one of them.
Yeah.
And then you, if he doesn't respond, then you go over to the body and then you...
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is just what I remember from training. Then you check for breathing. You put your hand near his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's anything. You mm-hmm. look at his chest. You listen for breathing. And then
I think
this is
if
when
you see a dead body, you're not going to get go and get up close.
I'll
you're
check. Be, you don't like, know he's dead. You don't know.
I'm
honey.
Picturing like a bad, more of a like, there's someone who's unconscious.
Splayed. Limbs in every direction that they couldn't be alive. Like they've been thrown from a vehicle.
It's in a bag.
Pieces of a body. You're finding pieces all over the woods. It's like a witch situation. You're finding little stacks
Veronica
of stones.
Mars or something.
You feel like there's a presence in the clearing.
What's that movie where it's like the girl with big tits and she's like the ghost whisperer?
Veronica Mars.
No, she's got big breasts. Jennifer Love Hewitt. No, Veronica's a small. I need.
No, she's got a tiny rack. What's that girl with the? I don't remember a big titted. Was it like porny?
It's Jennifer Love Hewitt. I've
Jennifer
said the
Love
name.
Yes.
The ghost
whisperer. She's the ghost whisperer.
Yeah.
It's not that, but it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that show. And she uses the ghost to solve mysteries.
And it's so funny. Family Guy is the best bit where it's like does a cutaway to like her with giant tits
yeah.
and then a ghost there. And she's like, why do you guys keep coming to me? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. And they're looking directly at her tits. I think that's so funny.
That show did get it in some ways, even though it was problematic, but...
Why was it problematic?
They do like Problo stuff in the show. They have like bad jokes, like racist and
oh God.
Transphobic and stuff, and gay phobic.
Bad. A gay ghost are like, mm-mm. No, no, no.
No. Well, whatever. We all have our ups and downs, Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, so true.
Do you know a video keeps popping up for me?
What?
The video of him and Ariana Grande doing a carpool karaoke together. It's like, instead of James Corden, who I don't like, and
uh-huh.
I keep hearing conversations of people in public being like, he's bad. Being like, I hate James Corden.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. That's that on that.
That's it on that. And look out for it.
And look out for that video.
It might come up.
They sing Suddenly Seymour, and he's boring.
Wait, Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, he's a singer. Aww. Like, that's part of his deal for some reason.
Why shame him for that?
I just don't like him.
Yeah.
Don't like his vibe.
Yeah.
Stick to the animation. We don't want to see you IRL.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. All right, second question.
Okay, great.
Back to the question. How was your 2019? Because it's a new year, slut.
That's a good.
Slanty.
That's a good thing to do. I think, for real, 2019 was probably the most, like, it was the biggest year in terms of, I was maybe did the most creative things. It was, like, quite a really busy year, and I think I reached a lot of goals and also, like, fell in love. Like, I think it was the biggest
Huge.
And maybe best sort of year so far of my life, and it took a lot of years getting to a year like that. So 2019, I'd say, was a good one, but a very
Huge.
Busy sort of one.
Yeah, you have to put in the effort to get.
Yeah, and yeah. I think it was just, like, different effort. Like, the year before, I had all this personal shit. I had, like, a breakup and all these different blah, blah, and I had a lot of therapy.
Bitch, same.
You know what I mean? It, like, took a kind of a bad-ish year to sort of... I think all years are important, no matter what it feels like.
I agree.
And I was talking to someone who was, like... it was nice seeing in amongst everyone being like, I slay this year, la, la, la. You would see posts of being like, if you didn't feel like it's okay, like it keeps going and you don't know what next year is. I liked that as well, of being like, if it's a tough year, it still counts and
still
will
important.
Lead to things.
Yeah, I agree. I felt the same. 2018 was one of the hardest years of my life. 2019, one of the best years of my life.
Yeah, huge.
I would say, yeah. And I couldn't have had 2019 without 2018.
That's the tea.
Because, like, you wouldn't learn the lessons
that
you
tea.
Learned.
That's
you
the
know?
Tea.
Yeah.
So 2020,
bad.
Make it bad.
It's gonna be bad.
Downswing.
Up and down. The podcast is we're sad all year long. So I found a body, and
I'm kind of excited.
Surely it has to be good, right?
You hope and pray every day, don't you?
You ask your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's so far of 2020?
So far, so far, also because this is a live show, I am allowed to say this.
Yeah.
We have done 26 minutes.
Is that good or bad?
It's good.
It's half.
That's half. Well, we can do as long as we want in this new format. We were looking behind the curtain.
Yeah, yeah, great.
So I guess we'll just do it as long as we want. And you just have to listen to it.
You have to listen
you
to it.
You have to listen to it. Wait, what did you ask me? Sorry.
How's 2020 been so far?
It's been... good. Oh my God, New Year's was really, really fun. I went to Luna Park.
Hell yeah.
Which is expensive but fun. We get to ride the carnival rides.
It sounded really fun.
Oh,
I love Luna Park.
It's good. It's like, I'm glad I did it once. Don't know if I would do it again, but
I'm good. Thank you.
It's good to have a memory of it, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you don't go to Disneyland every year.
Well, some people do.
Okay.
And sort of love it. There's more to explore, new things to
They just opened the Star Wars exhibit and it's pretty good.
I'll be back again for sure.
Use code PUSSYMOUSE for 10% off season passes to Disneyland.
Pussy Mouse. That's good.
Yeah. I saw Star Wars alone in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna not get any snack food for the movie, and then I actually bought popcorn with salt and butter. You know that... Okay, I didn't know this at event cinemas. They have, like, the dispenser thing.
Yeah.
All the popcorn sitting in there is old and cold and bad. They also have heated thing. I didn't know that.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was good.
Mm.
Also got a full cup of gummy bears. I didn't notice that there were two... You know the thing where you, like, fill the cup up with lollies?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that there were two of those. Like, with a variety of things.
Oh,
I thought
but
there was
you just thought just gummies?
I thought just gummies.
Yeah.
So I went a lot on the gummies, and then...
Did you eat them all?
I ate everything, and I felt so sick. And then I had diarrhea within 12 hours.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Do you find that popcorn makes you gassy or upset stomach?
I don't really know. One thing I find about popcorn is that I hate that it gets stuck in my teeth. Yes. That can ruin my day.
Yeah.
It gets into places you wouldn't even think were possible.
Yeah. I find it always makes me really gassy.
Yeah.
Like ugly, dirty farts.
Oh, that's crazy. Part of me has something I want to talk about my ass, which means I would love to...
Turn the microphones off.
No, we'd love to get into our segment. Which, can that continue into 2020?
What's up with my ass?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well...
I was like, no. We're leaving it in the
it
past,
has to
sweetie.
Change.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up with your ass?
Can I tell you something?
Please.
So, even though I'm in a happy, healthy, stable relationship with Mark, our producer...
Some people can't have it all. How does she do it?
How does she do it?
I don't know what she's doing down there.
I don't know
how
she does it. I don't know. Here's something that's still happening, is that I still have fart and poo shame.
Okay.
So, I still am holding farts and, like... And you know why?
Yeah.
Here's the reason why.
Yeah.
Smell.
Yeah.
It's smell.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm with this man so much and I'm in pain. Mm. I'm like, it's like, I just am so, I'm living in fear.
And how does that make you feel?
Because of the smell. And I just feels like it's wrong. It's like, I shouldn't be doing this anymore. And even with like paint jobs, like doing poos.
Yeah.
And even this morning he did one.
He did one.
And it was
and
small.
You heard it.
And it because his are like small, cute, no smell.
No
and mine
smell.
Are long, loud, awful.
Smell. Clogged. Toilet overflowing.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And
I know
turn
exactly
to
you
because you of me as well.
Yes.
So what do I do? I don't
so
know what
hard.
To do.
It's so hard. Has he expressed any problem with it?
No.
Has he been like, if
he's
you
smell. He's
supportive,
but I think what's going to happen is when the smell sort of hits,
he'll
there's
like,
going to
be
a conversation.
A he's gonna be like,
wait a
get
minute.
Out of here.
I'm dumping you. Yeah.
I think it's a journey within because I have the same problem with Jack because I want to fart. I have to fart.
You have
all the time.
I feel like you have to and you do, and I have to and I don't.
No, I don't with him kind
yeah.
of a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what I've started doing is like
I'll sort of leave the room.
I do.
Like, oh, I need to go get something.
No, I've done that with him. One time we were watching a movie together and I farted. Like, I just let it slip out. Uh-oh. And then I immediately smelled it and it smelled like eggs. And I was like, you have to get out. And he was like, what? And I was like, I farted and it smells like eggs. And he was like, what do I do? And I was like, rot. And I like made him go into the kitchen, like stand away until it went away.
So maybe that's something that has
happened.
But
then, and then after that, because I knew that there are more farts, what I did is every time I just walked into the corner of the room and I did it. And then I like stood there like a sad dog. And then I...
Yeah.
Came back. But that's like
what's everyone else doing?
I think you get
over
people,
it.
People, I think people in couples like fart in front of each other and they laugh about it and stuff. But I don't think there's anything funny about the smell of my colon. You know what I mean?
I don't think there's anything funny about the smell of my turd.
My turd.
And so I just get so many and I'm sick of holding it in. It's like
yeah. That's what Jack does, though. He says he holds them in forever.
That's crazy.
But I just don't understand.
Yeah.
If he farted in front of me once and it smelled and it was loud, they would solve the problem. Does Ben fart in front of you?
Little bits, yes. But his really barely smell.
What's
which
that?
Is awful. I hate him so much.
I hate him so much.
So that's why it's like it's not equal. Whereas like I've had a boyfriend who like had destructive, terrible farts.
Mm.
So it meant mine. I was just like fine.
Yeah, but what did you do when he did those? Sweetie?
What do you mean? I was like,
I was like, ugh.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Sometimes I was fine, and sometimes I'd like go off about it. But anyways, that's just sort of my main struggle at the moment.
That's so difficult.
Is that's just sort of happening, and I'm in pain, and I've been going to the bathroom and like
fart.
Spreading my cheeks and farting.
Do you fart in the bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's happening, and he shuts his door. He puts music on. It's like. I think
do you
it's
tell
just
him you're like I'm gonna go fart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not the fart. I said I have to go do a paint job,
powder my
and
nose.
Then I went and did that. I have to go feed a dog.
I have to go feed the ducks.
So,
oh, it's so
I think
difficult.
It's just and it makes me do this mental work of being like fear, like it's
dirty.
What I'm writing. What I'm so scared of is like doing it and then having a reaction and then having to like.
What do you mean a reaction? His reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, an allergic reaction.
Yeah. And feeling like dirty and shameful.
Yeah. I think you have to go there. You have to do it.
This sounds like Oprah.
You have to face it.
We have to face it.
You have to face it. Yeah.
And then so many times I've been like, I'm going to do a fart in front of you. And then it goes away. Fear is in my ass. It snatches them back.
It does. Yeah. I've had that as well, yeah, where I'm like, I'm going to really do it. And then it's like,
in the car,
go?
I'm stuck in, like, maybe I got to open
Wait,
the windows.
Wait, you go fart in the car? Open the window, sweetie.
I think you'll still smell it.
No. Trust me. You're good.
I can't trust you because I've smelled yours in an array of places.
Yeah, that's true.
So Wonder that's sort that of is. What's up with my ass.
But he's fucking you and doing everything.
Yeah, he loves me. I think it'll be great. But it's from me.
It's an inner thing.
It's an inner
thing. I think you just need to force yourself to fart in front of him.
Yeah. I think I need to also be like, this is going to smell bad.
Yeah.
And you have to still think I'm a pretty sweet little duck.
Okay. Princess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd be interested to know what other people's experiences are around
I know.
That. Do you remember? I think about this college humor sketch that I watched when I was literally in high school.
I think I know it.
Where the girl is like on a date and she's like, yeah, whatever. And then she goes into the bathroom and it's like a decompression chamber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like screaming and there's like farts and shit flying everywhere. And I'm like, that's real.
Yeah.
They hit the nail on the head back in 2009.
Yeah. You know? And I don't like that it has to be separate. I've always believed like if you that? Love someone, you have to love
you take all of it. All of it.
Like, honestly, you could diarrhea in front of me. You could. Anyone could. And I'd be fine.
I would find a way to look past it. Absolutely. I'd look the other way. I'd say just do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Literally the other day at the beach, I just sort of looked at everyone. And I was like, everyone has an ass.
Yes.
It just sort of like crystallized.
Do you know what maybe helps me a little bit is thinking that everyone farts and that shitting is normal and everyone has shit in their body all the time.
All the time.
There's no point in anyone's day where they're completely void of shit.
Yeah.
Because it's always traveling through your system.
Yeah.
The sensation of needing to shit, like that part of your asshole is so small and you only feel the sensation that you need to shit when, I mean, if you have anxiety or if there's actually shit there.
Mm.
So like shit is normal. It's like healthy. It's good. Everyone has it. Shitting is good for you.
Yeah.
Farting is good for you. It's good to just like let the body like do
its
thing.
I want us to support each other more in it.
You
Less
and
shame.
Me or you.
Wait, is this about us?
What am I
No, I just
What
mean,
do you want to do, sister?
I just wish we were like that's why I think it is like being more open about it.
Well, here's what I think. I'm going to get into the
Yeah.
I think that we think about it so much because there must be something in our lives that's telling us that's like
trauma.
This is bad.
Yeah.
Trauma. That's like, this is dirty.
Yeah.
There is something special about us. Like in your head, you're like, I experienced this. Do you think like I experienced this problem more than other people?
No, I just think of it as like, I'm not at the place. It's with him. Like, I'm not at the place where I'm like, I feel comfortable. I don't know. It's not that I think I like fart more or
that you're dirtier or something.
No, I don't think so. Oh, okay. It's just
that's
in this.
Okay,
I think you
good.
Have that maybe more.
Yeah, that's me actually. Yeah. That's so
and
interesting.
That's chill.
I know it's normal. It's fine to be different. But yeah, I agree. Well, it's even just like the way that people talk about it. Like I listen to a lot of podcasts and like even when shitting and stuff comes up, a lot of people who I like respect and I love their work, they are like, I don't like talking about that stuff on the podcast. Like that's gross. And I'm like, whoa, even these very funny people who joke about like all kinds of stuff in their lives won't talk about shitting. Because it's like, I guess it's that thing of like, I'm eating. Like,
I just feel like it's something that I lead with in sometimes conversation stuff because I like to, if it's something that I think is like awkward or you need to be ashamed about, that's why I lead with it. That's why it's always like, I'm talking about cum falling around. I'm talking about my disaster shits. Like, it's just because I find it's a place where it gets to like, cut through shit.
Yeah.
Pardon that. But like, it just gets you on the level playing field. I'm always trying to break these
everyone's
like.
Everyone's shitting and it's like normal and it's like people respect it.
And I think
if someone farts in an elevator and someone smiles and laughs and you look at these people around you, people will smile and laugh. Like,
yeah.
Because people would rather regard it and be like, haha, than be like, yuck. Like, or it's fun for everyone to be like, yuck. Like people band around that shit.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm behind there of like being in an elevator.
You've never been in a
like,
crowded elevator.
Nice dude. Some stranger.
No, I've never been like nice dude, but
no,
if you get into an elevator with someone, I've had this and I've been like, ooh, and someone's like, I know it smells awful in here, and I'm like, what is that? And we're like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's like acknowledgement is important.
Acknowledgement.
But why was it? Yeah, like the other day I was like with all my friends and I was like, guys, my poo is coming out like rabbit poo. Mm. Like it's coming out in little rocks.
Because
I just needed to like express that.
Yeah.
And if I was with someone who was like, oh, don't. Like, that's so annoying.
Yeah, that it's would like, be annoying.
Let's just talk about it.
Yeah. I would be like, yeah.
And if you can make it funny, that's good too.
Ideally. That's our job.
Yeah, that's our job.
We're on the clock. Yeah.
No, it just breaks it down.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's what's up with my ass.
That's what's up with your ass. But how have the poos been?
They've been tough. They've been... they're back to rocks.
I mean, it's been tough. It sounds like you're talking about your divorce. They've been tough, but good.
But it's true. They're crazy. They're like little rock. They're not one big lump.
Drink more water.
I think it's more water.
More water, and I think the fiber will help.
Yes, I'll
put it on the record. Conchita has started taking fiber pills. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll help. Do you know what really helps me with my water intake? Is this water bottle, because I know that it's 750 mils. So every single time it's like empty, but like I finish it, I'm like, and I have like the thing where I'm like recording what I'm eating again, because I'm like trying to like be on top of my health and stuff. And I like record. I'm like, oh, another 750 mils, and I'm like. Every day I can be like, oh, today I drank less water than I usually do.
True.
And it's
true,
like
true,
nice
true.
To keep it like consistent.
Yeah, I haven't been taking my water bottle with me anywhere. Because it's too big and bulky.
Which one
and
is
I'm
that?
Always scared I'm gonna lose it. Like
the metal one?
No, my pink Nike one.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like that long
yeah,
tall
yeah, yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, with
maybe it's
straw.
Too much. Maybe it's like go less, have more.
Well, I like this one because it's like kind of thin. Like it's like thin.
But
it's easy to transport.
It's small,
yeah. I think a small water bottle can be good.
Okay. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah. This is business talk.
This is behind the scenes. This
use code
pussy hydration
for 5% off. For 1 cent off.
Wet pussy.
Wet.
What about what's up with your ass?
My ass has been actually great.
That's
remarked to Jack that while I was away, I didn't have diarrhea the whole time, except for one night where we had a really, really lovely dinner at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And we had sparkling. No, we had champagne. We had red wine. I had a beautiful steak. I had creamed spinach, asparagus, all the works. We got dessert, and then we were sitting around the table talking about like the new year and what we're thankful for and blah blah blah, and I literally felt my whole ass fill with diarrhea.
Whoa.
and I was like I actually can't even hold this. I actually need to leave the table.
Whoa.
So I really did, and it really burned, and I was like, this on one of the last nights of the trip, really, God. And that was a surprise for everyone.
Well, I guess for not having it for a long time.
Yeah, but that's not how... It shouldn't work like that. Like, it's coming around
the
corner.
No, I mean, like, no wonder it surprised you, because you've had such a long time.
Yeah. It's not like he had it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was about time.
So, but do you know why? Because we were drinking wine every day. We had red wine at dinner.
Whoa.
Every night.
Yeah.
Really.
Italian style.
Italian style. Yeah. So then... that was disappointing. I was disappointed in myself. And then coming back, I've been.
And maybe all the different foods you ate.
Sometimes
it just happens. But you having it daily and what I think is interesting is, so are you telling me coffee doesn't make you do diarrhea actually?
So I've realized that it's actually not diarrhea that's coming out. It's just shit. And that the truth is that coffee makes me shit.
But
that's
shitting, happening to
shitting
everyone.
In and of itself is not bad. So viewing it through this like new lens of being like, shitting is fine.
Shitting is good.
It's like, I can do a shit in 5 minutes. That's sort of where I'm at now in my life.
Whoa, which is huge.
Which is huge.
New listeners,
me,
you've been doing it.
Mr. 45 over here.
45 minutes, you'd be in the bathroom.
Yeah. And now I'm like, do you know what also helps is fiber? Fiber. Like, I've just been taking the fiber for so long that I like know that like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't mention this. And I really hope my mom's been listening to none of this. So we're going to hope she's still not listening.
She won't.
I shaved my ass.
Yes.
Yes.
We know this. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I truly think that having no hair around my butthole has made my journey with like shitting and like my ass so much different. Because like when I wipe, it's like, it's just
clean.
Skin. So it's like, we know what's here.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yes, instead of hair.
Instead of hair. Like, because when you shit and there's hair, it's like, well,
it's
there's more to wipe, you know?
Yeah.
There's
more
going on.
It was like if you rubbed
on.
Shit in a beard.
Yes, in a beard.
One wet wipe isn't going to get
it's
it
It's not going to get it,
no.
Sweetheart.
You need to shave it off.
It's, yeah, I really...
And we love it.
I really do love it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I've been getting my asshole lasered for years.
Really?
Yeah.
And you still have
Big
problems
fan.
With wiping.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
Write that down. Damn. Yeah, I think that's for a different reason.
Are you going in?
Sorry.
What?
Are
you going in?
A little bit. Just a little bit sometimes towards the end.
Here's what I do as well when I'm wiping and it keeps going. What I do is I just like relax, let it like let everything chill,
oh.
Go for another wipe, and then be like, if there's a teeny bit there.
I think I'm not relaxing.
Yeah, relax. Stop pushing out.
Mm. Yeah. I think what happens is then you do all you do. You do all you can do.
Yeah.
You go for a walk. Things sort of happen. You go to the bathroom.
You come back for another wipe.
You have to go for another wipe.
I know you like another wipe. I just don't think it's necessary.
There's more coming.
But I don't think that's how it works.
Well, how am I getting all these skid marks? Okay, darling, there's still more.
You're wearing G-string. The string is going inside you.
Not anymore. I've stopped wearing them.
Really? And you still get stains on normal undies?
Sometimes, yeah.
What's happening? What is the story, Your Honor? Where's the alibi?
It's messed up.
That to me, now I'm confused.
You know what I mean?
For the first time in my life, I don't have a single answer.
Yeah, I don't really have hair down there, pretty much. And I sort of like clench it and then get it all because I'm like, keep it in.
Yeah.
And then maybe when you just sort of release, like, it's not like it's pouring out. It's just like it's being rubbed against the hole. So this like,
wait, and your underwear, you have a big fat ass. I cannot believe I have a small ass.
Yeah.
My bare fabric is not rubbing against my actual asshole ever.
I think so it is. What? Mine is. That's
how?
Why you get them.
Does your underwear, do you get wedgies?
Yeah, I think that's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, maybe that's
I
it.
I think that's what it is. It's like a round butt. You're walking. Everything I wear gets in it.
Fuck.
So I think that's also what it is.
Maybe you just need to accept that you'll always have skid marks.
That's what I've been telling myself, yeah. Which is an awful thing to have to accept. Well, another day.
Another day.
I have shit smeared on my undies. By the way, it's very small. I think what people then think is there's like,
brown,
it's brown town, brown sort town, of all over the place.
Italy.
It's like a little mark. Like they're little tiny ones. But you've
but
kind
still,
of feel shame.
If I see a skid mark in
I
my own underwear, I'm furious.
I'm furious. I want to put it in the bin.
Maybe
I
start wearing brown underwear.
Sorry, brown? They don't even make brown underwear. That's how awful that is.
Or black.
Yeah, I know. But then what does that mean? It's still there, but you just, what, are you in denial?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Oh, God.
Shit.
I think that maybe my ass is sort of an interesting shape. The hole itself.
Oh, you think that.
And
yeah,
I would kill
knot.
For someone to look
I'm
at it.
Jack said he would.
At mine.
He really said that he would be happy to look at your asshole. And I
that's
said,
a true friend.
How dare you?
That man I've known for 5 minutes.
That
I'm going to get
yeah,
his
yeah.
head in my ass.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's the other thing. No hair. I looked at my asshole. I was like, I think it is my asshole is a little ugly, but I'm fine
I
with it.
I think they're ugly, yeah.
Yeah.
In general.
But that's why people get their fucking anus bleached and shit.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, it's dark.
Yeah.
It's dark. Guess what's dark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that ugly? Yeah. Is it a ring? I don't know what it looks like. You know what I actually know?
What?
I've got a beauty spot there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Make it Marilyn Monroe's ass. She's got a little
Make
mole.
It the jazz singer.
A red lip and a nice beauty
A
spot.
Red lip on the hole. And a gorgeous.
That's true. So that's how you'll know it's me if you ever need to
see
identify
a my asshole.
Dead body. And you're like, wait.
Peel the cheeks apart.
That's her.
That's her.
Close my eyelids, finally. Let her rest in peace.
Santa Maria.
Absolutely.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think that it's about time to wrap it up.
It's time to go. Well, we did good.
We really did that.
Thank you again for tuning in. Seriously, I'm still meeting so many people who... I saw an old school friend yesterday, Nicola, who was like, just... They bring it up themselves. Like, I don't think I'm leading it and being like, so you listen to
my
pod?
Podcast.
No, people say it's so funny, and I'm like, that means so much. Still, it's one of my biggest joys.
Oh, that's lovely.
So thanks for listening, everyone.
Can I say truly, and this isn't to be like, your life is nice, mine is bad.
Yeah.
I have no comment or opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
No one in my
talks to you about
has
it?
Ever mentioned it to me. I'm like,
except before, for your mother.
Except for my mother, who
who's
says
like,
sounds
stop
like you're
it.
Struggling. Yeah, I don't get DMs, nothing.
I think in the heyday you were.
In the heyday I did.
Yeah, so
when we were releasing weekly.
It just depends on the people I see.
I agree.
It's sort of slowed down. But
that's great though. I love that.
Yeah,
I'm glad
it's
that
nice.
People are liking it and stuff.
We'll
get this one out ship shop shape
ship.
Because
yeah,
we're not
now
editing
that we
shit.
Don't edit for 10
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything about it.
No, it's sort
what
of
what day is it today?
Sunday. The 5th. All
right. Well, she'll be out on Tuesday, darling.
That's right. What yeah. you see is what you get. So get into it.
So get into it and get over it.
And get over it. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.